551st edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times your entry in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at UnderdogFantasy.com using promo code MMASGPN to get a 100% deposit match.
Howdy ho, degenerate knows. Welcome to episode 551 of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. This one's going out to our coach Leech Bot in our Discord, who's been laying the smacketh down on anyone who's any bot or anyone who's saying bad things in there. So I don't think any real users have had their wrists slapped yet. I think it's just the spammy body guys. So anyhow, this goes out to our coach Leech. But get in the Discord, hang out with us. I am in there as Jeff Chalks Fox. I'm one of your hosts. Thank you for coming to the show, listening, watching, whatever you're doing. If you are watching, hit subscribe. And you find everyone in your household's devices and hit subscribe on their accounts too. It's free, damn it. We're doing some more regional MMA. This time we're going to France. We have not covered a French promotion before. We're doing Aries Fighting Championship. Why are we doing this? Because we need content. No, I'm just kidding. Because my co-host is really good at picking. He's good at breaking down, making it easy to understand, and picking winners on the regional MMA scene. This event is happening in a week's time. It's not happening until May. So we're going to be in May in a week already. It's May the 2nd is when it's happening, but we have plenty of events to cover next week as well. So we thought we'd get this one in this week. It's a quieter week for regional MMA this week, at least of our regulars, LFA is the only one which is going down this week. Our Cage Warriors, Octagon, all that type of stuff is not happening. So we thought, hey, let's try out some Aries FC. Let's bring in the regional MMA prognosticator himself, the best in the business, maybe one of the only ones in the business. It's Daniel Gumby Reeland. Hello.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people out there giving you United Fight League picks. But if you go to our last episode, you can get United Fight League picks for like the top five fights on that card. So you're not going to find that in a lot of places. And then, yeah, this Aries card was so good. I was like, it would be a shame not to cover it next week. And next week, we're going to have regional MMA shows for both LFA and Octagon, which meant we couldn't really squeeze Aries in there. And I think they're doing some fun stuff. Also, I think we've covered some Aries fights before. Maybe not a whole episode dedicated to it. But back in the day, remember we used to mishmash episodes and get like a couple of promotions in the same episode, which we don't do anymore. You guys want to see full episodes dedicated to Aries FC 21. Obviously, you want that. That's why you're here. And since you're such a sicko like that, I will reiterate, definitely hit the subscribe button because you're going to if this is the type of content you want, you're not going to find a better place for it than right here. So
don't be ashamed.
Hit subscribe and just embrace it fully. Embrace the freakiness.
There's a title right there.
There's your title.
Early in the episode, we came up with our title.
I think this card's got some kind of fun prospects on it, and including one fight where I think both guys are kind of a prospect. So, it's an exciting one.
What can you tell us about Aries overall in general? It had 21 events, but it's probably because MMA just got legalized in France, a couple years ago. So,
they were doing it in Northern Africa for a minute too, though, if I'm not mistaken. Like, they were running some events in, is it Algeria? It was like a French-speaking Northern African country, I want to say.
Yeah,
that sounds right. Or maybe they just had plans to. I can't remember, but it's Ferdinand Lopez. It's his promotion. The guy who used to be the coach and manager of Francis Ngannou, and then they had the nasty falling out that led Ngannou to move to Las Vegas. But like at the end of the day, it's like his promotion. It's like a big boost for French fighters. I feel like they used to have a little bit better star quality and stuff like that, but I feel like now their options sort of get zapped up by Octagon or Cage Warriors. But like I said, there's still some really fun fighters on this card.
First event was in Dakar, so that is in Africa, right? And then second
Senegal. That's Senegal, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And then the second one was in Belgium, and then the rest has been in France, because France allows people to beat each other up for professionally in cages.
Belgium also speaks French, just so you know. It's one of the three national languages there, along
I
with
know these things.
Do you know the Belgium. Other two?
English.
Nope. It's Dutch and Flemish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Flemish. Well, do you speak Flemish, Gumby?
I don't. It has a lot of X's on their signs, though, when you're in Belgium.
Yeah. You've been in Belgium, obviously. He's flexing that he's been in Belgium now.
Aren't yeah, you? It's a big flex. I've been to Belgium.
It is a big flex. One thing we can't flex, but we can be proud of our NFL draft coverage. It's this week, ladies and gentlemen. The NFL draft is this week. And Sports Gambling Podcast has you covered all week with NFL draft props, mock drafts, and their NFL draft watch party. Tune in Thursday night on Sports Gambling Podcast YouTube page and hang with the guys for the best NFL draft watch party out there. See if the Cowboys get a running back that Gumby wants. See if Gumby gets drafted. See if I get drafted. Who's another thing will happen, but hey, it could. These things happen in MMA sometimes, right?
Yeah, great reference.
No whatsoever to what I'm talking about, but I struggle, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Aries FC 23 is what we're talking about. Paris, France, the city of lights, right? That's what they call it. No, it's not 23. We're doing 22. Excuse me. I'm ahead of myself here. They already have 23. We're doing 21. Excuse me. They have a bunch of events planned already. This one is in it's spelled Aubervilliers. So American, like you would say Aubervilliers, but it's probably like Aubervilliers, France, right?
Sure. Yeah. I don't speak French.
Dos Santos versus Bala. Thursday, the 2nd of May, which is fun. We like ourselves some weekday MMA, and it's 12 p.m. Eastern. So all you degens without jobs or with jobs where you can gamble and watch MMA while you work, this is promotion for you. Aries Studio 2 is where it's happening. And so they have their own, I guess they're like their UFC Apex, right?
Yeah, basically.
Seven fights, we're covering five of the seven. Don't complain, that's more than enough. That's five more than any person in the right mind would cover, right?
Yeah, I think we're doing five more than you get anywhere else.
Exactly. All right, we're gonna start with a couple of female fights. Actually, this one is at 125 pounds, which would be flyweight by my math. Alexandra Tekena from France, Alice Pisciotta from Italy. We got a lot of Italian fighters that we cover on this here show of ours. Pisciotta is what I'm going to say. She's 2-1. This is her debut in Aries. Win, loss, win is the pattern of her career. Regional champion, 3-inch Ireland. Tekena, 4-1 with 2 knockouts. She's been submitted once. All those fights have taken place in Aries. She's won 2 straight fights. Were you able to get much film on these ladies here?
Yeah, there was stuff out there on both of them. From what I've seen from Pisciotta, I think she is a little bit hesitant to strike on the feet. She almost looks like she's like uncomfortable there. And then the weirder part about her like discomfort and like not wanting to throw enough. Usually, when somebody doesn't really want to throw enough, they like shell up almost a little bit too much. Like their hands are like way up over their head and clearly not in a position to strike. Her hands are really low for somebody who seems like they're uncomfortable to strike. So I think really what she wants to do is to get into grappling range and is not doing a lot of the things that she needs to do in order to do that with any kind of fidelity. And she's going to be fighting Tekena, who comes from a kickboxing background. She was a kickboxer. I don't know if it's a regional scene. Do we say? I mean, she wasn't like a super high level kickboxer, but she's fought in Muay Thai fights and kickboxing fights in the past. So she's got more, she got more fights under her belt than her record automatically shows. And the most notable thing about her kickboxing is just there's a lot of power there. One of the fights I was watching, she looked at her opponent, put her hands down in her side, mocked her opponent. The opponent took 2 steps forward. She hit her with a right and a left and floored her opponent. And she didn't follow it up and get the finish. But it was pretty impressive because she was like, come get this. And then she gave it to him. And for me,
Max Holloway.
Yeah. Everybody wants to do that. Now, right? somebody tried it in Octagon the other day and their opponent just backed up nonstop for the next 30 seconds, which is pretty funny.
No, thank you.
Yeah. But to have a powerful kickboxer in Tekena who is fighting somebody whose hands are naturally too low and seems unwilling to let go with her hands, that's a terrible combination, right? So I think Takana probably a big favorite as a result. You know, we'll talk negative 250, negative 275. And I think she's the pick here. I think she's going to roll right over Pixiata.
All right. Forgot to mention UFC Fight Pass is where you can catch this. So that is another positive about this promotion. Odds are easy to find, semi-easy to find, hard to find.
Yeah. Yeah, the offshores like BetOnline usually have them, and they had the last one. Pretty much if it's on Fight Pass, BetOnline usually gives you odds on it.
Cool. That is good to hear. All right. Let's move on, shall we? Another female fight, I believe, is the next one we're covering, and I believed correctly. This is 3 5-minute rounds at featherweight. Featherweight still exists in France. Stephanie Evans, I believe she's from Wales. I believe she's Welsh, and I am correct. Wales has a very cool flag. She's fighting Lynn Carmon from France. You can tell by the way I say Carmon. Carmon is 1-0 with one knockout. That fight took place in Aries. That's all I got for you. Evans, 2-1, one knockout, one submission. She's been knocked out once. Both these ladies owe us rounds. Damn it. This is her debut in Aries. She's won 2 straight fights. She went 1-1 on Cage Warriors. Used to fight at 155 pounds. And 0-1 as a pro grappler. Go ahead, Gumby. Do your magic on this one.
So first of all, I'm just going to say, if this fight winds up being a grappling match, it will be the best thing for our viewing pleasure. These two are both really good grapplers. Like, I've really enjoyed watching their fights when they're grappling. Both of them are extremely limited on the feet. So we're talking about, like, if this happens to be one of those matches where the grappling cancels each other out and one doesn't do all that good wrestling, you know, neither of them can wrestle the other one, this will be one of the more boring fights you've ever watched, and probably fairly sloppy, if I'm being completely honest. From what I watched, Carmon has got a little bit better, I think, in the wrestling department. I like her entries onto her takedowns. I like how she closes the distance on the hips really well when she shoots the takedowns. But the reason I like Evans is that Evans is like a touch better when it comes to actually doing stuff on the ground. Like, her transitions from her positions are a lot better. Like, I like when she moves, the way she moves out of like a half guard and into a side control or into a mount is a lot better. I like the way she takes the back, she secures the seat belt and all that kind of stuff. I think Evans is better at all of those types of things. There's a chance she winds up in the worst positions, but I almost, even though I have not seen her do it, based on the jujitsu I've seen from her, she almost looks like I can trust that she'd sweep Carmon. And so for that reason, I like Evans. She also, if I'm remembering correctly, I think she's Richard Shore trained, which is Jack Shore's dad. And you know, that's obviously a good sign too. So I think her jiu-jitsu is going to be good enough to deal with Carmon. I think it's going to be the deciding factor in this fight. I pray this does not wind up a striking match. And I think Evans is going to be a slight dog here. I'll say like plus 125 here for Evans. And, you know, I'd probably play her up into a favorite about that same range or even a little bigger too.
Transitions from her positions. Gumby's a rhyming fool. Well, he's great. From now on, you have to rhyme everything you say. That would be a fun episode.
I don't know.
You have to rhyme everything.
I don't know that it would be.
it would be fun for me. It may not be fun for Gumby or for the listeners, but it's not about you. It's about me, ladies and gentlemen. Right. All right. Before we move on, let me tell you about something that's for all of us. It's win-win for all of us. It's Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here. My Phoenix Suns stunk up the joint in the first game. And our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, takedowns, strikes, all that stuff if you're into MMA, and so much more. Of course, you're into MMA. You're listening to us. Make entries of all basketball, or you can mix your sports and match across your other favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. It's even more fun if you win 100 times your money. Underdog is available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and even way up here in Canada. So here's what you got to do. Get in there. Use our code MMASGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code MMASGPN. Simple as that. Win-win for us all. All right, let's do get some more win-wins with our picks here. Well, Gumby's picks. I'm just setting them up. I'm throwing the alley. He's ooping it. All right. This is a main card fight, 3 5-minute rounds. Men's lightweight, Soslan Gagloev It's an EV, Gumby. That means he's from Russia. Mohamed Souma from France. Lightweight, like I said, Souma. 1-1 with one knockout. He's been submitted once. He got knocked out in his last fight. He's fight at welterweight. 0-1 as a pro kickboxer. Gagloev, 3-0 with three knockouts. He should be like a choke artist if his name's got gag in it, but no, he knocks people out. 2-0 in Aries. He's not fought since March 2023. What could you possibly have on these two gentlemen, Gumby? They barely fought.
So Souma is kind of a fun kickboxer. He's one of those guys who I'm not necessarily saying that he's like a spinning back fist, spinning heel kick kind of fun kickboxer. You know, like he's not super risky or what did we used to call that? Well, he doesn't do too many floofy things.
Yes.
We
said, yeah. Floofy. I forgot about floofy. Yeah. There's another, that's an old callback. The floofy.
Yeah.
Yes.
The floofy. He doesn't do a lot of the floofy, but he is a fun kickboxer in that, like, he's very willing to let his hands go. He's very willing to let his kicks go. And he throws them to all levels. He rips to the body. He throws the low calf kick. Like, he does all the like things that make you a fun kickboxer. The difference here for me is I think actually Gagloev might wind up being a better technical boxer. Like, I think the way he protects himself following shots, as well as like his footwork, I think is a little bit better than Souma. And then when you add in the fact that, like, if this does wind up being a fight where he's like, man, I kind of don't want any more of what Suma's doing on the feet, I think he just shoots a double leg and gets it. Cause I don't see a ton of takedown defense in Souma. Gagloev, it's clearly not his favorite thing to do. Like, I think he actually prefers striking over grappling, despite the EV at the end of his name, but it's like almost like an ace in the pocket. Like, I'm fighting a kickboxer here, so I definitely have enough of it that I can use it if I want. So I think Gagloev, will wind up seeing a couple of takedowns out of him to steal rounds, or, you know, to get a breather, or to wind up, you know, just doing some damage and slowing Souma down and scaring him for future striking exchanges. So I'm guessing with the name value on Gagloev and the record and all that kind of stuff, I think you're going to see him as a big enough favorite, you know, like -300, -350, somewhere in that range. But I think for good reason. Like, it seems like almost a push on the feet, and maybe even I would lean with the technical aspects of Gagloev's game over Souma's. And then you add in that, like, he can just decide that this is a wrestling match anytime he wants and seemingly make it that. So yeah, I'm going to go with Gagloev.
That helps when you can decide, you can dictate where the fight takes place. All right. We're moving on to the co-main event. We're sticking with the lightweight though. We're sticking with the lightweight the rest of the way through. Bobby Pallett from Wales, another Welsh fighter. Mihail Lavraniuk from Italy. I told you we cover a lot of Italian fighters. Italy might be on the come up, Gumby. There's not a heck of a lot of Italians in the UFC currently, but maybe it will be soon enough. All right. Lavraniuk is 3-1, one knockout, one submission, never been finished in a fight himself. 1-0 in Aries as part of a 3-fight winning streak. He's not lost since December 2021. Used to fight at welterweight. Pallett, the body snatcher, 7-2, five knockouts, one submission, never been finished in a fight. 1-2 in Aries, 2-2 over his last four, won his last fight via TKO. I think he's gone win, loss, loss, win over his last four, if I remember correctly. He's fight at welterweight as well. He has fought in Bellator, no contest in that fight, was regional champion, also 1-0 in Cage Warriors. So he's been around the block in some of the bigger promotions. All right, Gumby, over to you.
Quick trivia question for you. Who is the body snatcher in the UFC?
Oh yeah, there is a body snatcher.
Maybe was a body snatcher. I don't know if he's
right. You're gonna have to give me initials.
DG.
I can't remember.
Dwight the Body Snatcher Grant.
Oh yes. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, fun little trivia game there for you. I think Lavraniuk is gonna come in here as a slight favorite. His striking on the feet is definitely a lot better than Pallett. Is it Payet? Or if he's French?
Oh, he's not French. He's from Wales. So that's why I said Pallett. Pallett. I said it like he's an American.
Pallett. so yeah, that's my mistake for not remembering correctly. So yeah, Lavraniuk is going to be a little bit better striking, I think. I like the body kicks he throws particularly. He mixes it up pretty nicely, but he's got a... got a bunch of different things that he does. He sometimes mixes it up and turns it into a high kick too. But I would just say this, while I think he's the better striker, I do really worry that he's going to be wind up in a bad position here against Pallett, because while Pallett is, he's risky on the ground. That's, I think that's the only way to say it, because like, he's one of those guys who will look for the rear naked choke without getting the hooks in. Or he'll put the hooks in and they'll be up in the guy's armpit and he won't try to settle back in before he goes to do something else crazy. Like, he's just a high risk positional guy in terms of his jiu-jitsu. I think Lavraniuk is like the perfect person to fight in that instance, because he like himself puts himself in bad positions too often. So I don't know that it's going to take, like, I think Pallett can make mistakes and still not have Lavraniuk get out from underneath him. Like, I think he's still going to wind up in the worst positions, even if Pallett is doing some things that are maybe not so smart. And I think we're going to see Pallett work to his back, is my end result of this fight. While I think Lavraniuk is going to look successful on the feet for as long as it's there, as soon as they start grappling, as soon as they're in the clinch, as soon as that starts mixing it up, I think Pallett is the guy who takes over. I think he, you know, maybe gets shook off the top once after taking the back, but like, the second time he takes the back, I think he just gets under the chin and calls it a night. So I expect, not that they'll have props on this, but I expect Pallett to get a submission at some point in time in this fight. And so I'm going to go with him. I think, again, probably a slight dog here, because he is going to look like he's a little bit outmatched on his feet. I'll say like plus 140 for Pallett, maybe.
Ooh, that's more than slight. I like it. I like that's it. Hopefully that is slight. The case. That is, all right, let's go to our main event. John Doe Santos, not Dos, he's Doe Santos. He is from Benin. Where the heck is Benin, Gumby?
Is it Benin, a Russian country? No, that's in Africa.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said, didn't I? I said it was African country, I believe.
I think you said Russian.
I might have said Russian. It's been a long, maybe this might, maybe our third episode in a row that we recorded. Who's to say, though? Mohamed Balol. He's fighting from France. You can tell because I said the name silly. 3 5-minute rounds at lightweight. Balol, 3-0, one knockout, one submission. All those fights have taken place in Aries. Used to fight at welterweight. Doe Santos, the Black Panther. Black Panther is not from Benin, right? He's from Wakanda. Even I know that.
I believe that's correct.
Yes. I've never seen it, but I know it. I do have a child who was into superheroes a few years ago. All right. This is his debut in Aries. He's 6-0, one knockout, one submission. I used to fight at featherweight. That's all I got on him. Do you have much film on this gentleman, Gumby?
He was, again, one of those ones kind of hard to find. I had to call a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy in order to find some stuff on it. You said he's 6-0, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how there's not more film out there on him, but I did find some. It's kind of pieced together. It's not even like full fights, but it's just like clippets of fights. So the thing about him is he's very fast. He's very athletic. He's very seemingly really good in the kickboxing department. But I just wonder about his thought process in parts of this fight, because in pretty much all aspects of the fight I saw, it was like, it seems like this one thing is going really well for Dos Santos, and then suddenly he's not doing that thing anymore. You know, like it seems like he's moving forward really well and unloading, and then just like suddenly he's not, or like he's doing really well at range, and suddenly he like pushes forward randomly for the clinch, or shoots, like he shoots a takedown. And I just think that is a problem against a guy like Mohamed Balol, who is a really sharp grappler. You know, like you can say what you want about different aspects of his game. You know, perhaps he's not the best striker in the world. Perhaps he doesn't look all that powerful in the clinch, but like, even if you take him down, he's taking your arm hold. Like, he's just that kind of guy off of his back, where he is looking for the sub immediately, and he's got all the moves to do so. And so for a guy who is, you know, in the fights that I've seen, Dos Santos, despite the fact that it hasn't cost him, is doing things that you're like, is that the best idea? And then he's going to have one area where it's clearly not the best idea to grapple Balol. And then, like, he might just do it anyway. Like, that seemingly is a big worry for me. So just kind of like I thought with the Pallett fight, while there might be areas where Lavraniuk is far better, I think the submission skills play up for Pallett, and I think the submission skills play up for Balol here too. So I'm going to go with Mohamed Bello. And I think, yeah, like, again, probably not props out there, but if there were, I'd be looking for a sub one.
And what's the official line, Gumby, again?
What did I write down? I said Bello, like, negative 150, maybe. Okay. The record's really good on Dos Santos, but, like, again, without there being much film, you know, I think he fought for Benin FC, which I was kind of surprised to find out was a promotion.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think people will necessarily be, especially bookmakers, all that high on him coming from an area where we have almost no information about what the regional scene looks like.
Yeah. For those keeping wondering at home, Benin, it's bordered by Togo, Nigeria, Niger, and Burkina Faso. It's West Africa. So if you ever want to travel there, you know where you, well, at least what direction to head in now, right? And Gumby's right. Never been there. He's been to Belgium, though. He's flexible.
I went to Belgium. Good right, French fries there. Good French fries.
I bet. Let's recap. Ladies and gentlemen, Balol, Palette, Gagloev. We got some good names today. Evans and Tekina. Right?
Yeah. Those are the five. Cool.
Anything else to say about Aries, Gumby? Or you're good?
No, I don't think we can go lightning round with like a couple of 0-0 fighters on this prelim. So yeah, maybe we just wrap it right here.
let's wrap it up. We shall be in the Discord if you want to talk more Aries FC or anything else. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord is the place to go there. We are also on Twitter, SGPN MMA. I'm at Jeff Fox Writer there, and on Instagram, Gumby Vreeland is the handle for him on the old Twitter. My Substack, get in there, play at the very least, get a free subscription and play my pick'em that runs every week for the UFC. That would be moneymma.substack.com. Listen to Gumby's Top Turtle MMA podcast. He always has good interviews. He's leaving it up in the air. It's a mystery who he's going to have on this week. So listen in. Usually it's UFC fighters. This week he says maybe UFC and some LFA, a nice little mixture. So, and you always get the scoop on nicknames too, if you listen to Gumby's podcast, which is what we're all about on this podcast as well. And of course we are at sportsgumbypodcast.com. That's where all our writing is, all our giveaways, contests, you know, discounts, all that good stuff. And of course all our podcasts can be found there. The store, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store, is where you can get your gear to dress cool like Gumby and myself. And of course the Patreon, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/patreon, to help us crush corporate gambling. We'll be back tomorrow. We don't take days off. It'd be the Body Snatcher Jeff Fox, Black Panther Gumby Vreeland. We got UFC in your ear holes and eye holes tomorrow. Bye-bye.